Hello and welcome to the Murder Muse for February 16th. I'm June, the host of Murders, Mysteries, and Meows, and I'm here with this week's murdery and meowing news. Over the course of about 24 hours, New York had four brutal knife attacks resulting in two deaths. They actually have arrested someone for the attacks and the murders, and the person is being called the A-Train Ripper. He killed a homeless man and a woman, and he injured two other homeless men. His shoes had blood on them, and he still had a bladed knife on him when he was arrested. He has not been named. Man killed in Charlotte has been identified as the suspect in another murder. Not much more to say about that one. More dental stuff related to murders. Richard Ramirez famously had very, very bad teeth. And although we have discussed the unreliability of bite marks in forensics, but a dentist was able to bust an alibi Ramirez's dad gave Ramirez, because the dentist was able to prove that Ramirez was in LA getting dental work done, not somewhere else with his father. Anthony Sowell, the Cleveland Strangler, died in prison. He is responsible for the murder of 11 women, and that is a whole story into and of itself, but that's for a different episode. It's a very short murdery episode, but we've got plenty of meowies this time. So, cute as a button has a whole new meaning when you see Juicebox. The 7-month-old kitten was attacked by a family's dog and sustained some pretty severe injuries, but don't worry. Surgeons use buttons to help wire everything in place for his jaw and palate to hold it still while it heals. His family made the difficult decision to surrender him so that he can be placed in a home without a dog, and hundreds of applications have arrived for him. I will post a picture on my website, and he is absolutely adorable. Want to help prevent killings? A recent study has come out that shows different ways and different interactions with the cat can actually help reduce the amount of kills they bring home. Over a 12-week period, the team looked at 219 households in southwest England, and they had cats that were given a bell to wear, cats that were given a bird be safe, colorful scrunchie. They were given a puzzle toy that dispenses food to distract them. They were given a meteor diet. 38 were played with daily, or they had no changes. The puzzle actually seemed to make the cats hunt more, which to me kind of makes sense because they get frustrated batting it around, and when they bat it, attack it, and bop it, they get something out of it. But aside from the puzzle, all of the interventions tested lowered the number of prey animals cats brought home. The Bird Be Safe scrunchies actually had one of the better effects on birds, but it didn't help with the percentage of mammals caught. The meteor diet resulted in 36% fewer animals brought home, and playtime resulted in 25% fewer animals brought home. But my understanding is that most of the time when cats are out hunting, they generally don't bring it home. They usually eat it there or leave it out where they are. So, well, this does seem to at least help reduce the amount of kills and hunts they do. Who knows if it makes a huge overall difference. But speaking of playing with your cats, my baby girl, Evie Everest, loves to play. She is relentless. Asking for you to play with her. She will bring you a toy. She will leave toys outside of the closed bedroom door. She will drop toys in our shoes. She will leave toys on the stairs where we step on them. And if she manages to get into the bedroom, she will bring a damp, soggy, very smelly toy and drop it on your face. Pick it up, drop it on you. Pick it up, drop it on you. And keep doing that until you start playing with her. It is adorable and annoying in equal parts. But it's still very fun. So take the time. Go play with your cats. Or your dogs. Interact with your cats. There's so much you can do with them and so much fun you can have with them. So make a point just to do that. All right, thank you so much for tuning in. Please, please, please hit me up on social media, on my website. I will have all of the resources up there. And I would love to hear from all of you. mmandmeows@gmail.com. Thanks, bye!